Every Wednesday morning, we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk to get her thoughts on what's happening in local government and finance and all that fun stuff. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine, and I'm telling you, you should see the lilacs blooming here.
I can smell them.
And the rhododendron and the wisteria, and the peonies are blooming, and the irises are blooming, and wow, it's just beautiful here right
My
now.
My neighbors have a tree that was the last to bud, and last week it barely had any growth at all. Now I can't see through it, so it tis the season here. We kind of miss spring. That's Jim Inman had the greatest quote. He said spring was a 3-day weekend this year, and he's exactly right.
I love it. And wonderful things happen when you listen to WGCL.
Well, that's exactly
because
right.
Now we have, it appears that somebody from the city was listening, because they're going to do, I heard you speak about this just a while ago, they're going to be out there trying to direct traffic and keep that traffic moving.
I can't remember if he said that out loud or if he said that off the air, but his idea was, boy, if they could put some officers out there to move that along, that could really help, and he nailed it. They were out there, and they started yesterday afternoon trying to get the 3rd Street. They're at three different – they're at Gates Drive, Liberty Drive, and somewhere else, trying to help move the traffic along. That's going to be a pilot program this week. It started yesterday and will run through Friday, and they're going to see what the results are. But, Marty, I think the old adage is you've heard our voices, and now you're trying to do something. That's all we can ask government to do, right?
Right. Absolutely. Lisa Ridge with our Public Works Department mentioned that they're going to be pouring the concrete there for that bridge very near you, that everybody's in their country club. So that's not,
that's even great. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, right. And that's supposed to be open, I think she said June 24th.
Great. Well,
so
they've got a bonus with that as well. They know if, and if this forecast, now we've got, as we just heard a minute ago, now we've got the scattered thunderstorms here for coming up starting Saturday for the next week or so. But, you know, yesterday, today, tomorrow, Friday, those are all sunshine days. So if they can get ahead and collect that bonus money, we'd be more than happy to pay it, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I would rather we didn't have to, but we've got to get that thing open. But, of course, it's pretty, you can't pour in the pouring, you can't pour concrete in the pouring rain. So they, this is all, everything working around the weather this time of the year. So kudos to everybody out there working in this heat, trying to get the traffic to be able to move from point A to point B. And I know it just seems like the whole west side of the county is under construction.
And so maybe this will work, and maybe this will help move traffic through, and then each day we're closer to getting something done. I'm trying to be optimistic. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I deal with it every day. I don't. I don't live on that side of town, but I've heard from people that do, that it's very difficult to get in and out of that, and they just have to be patient. And at least something, they're trying something different to see if it can help alleviate some of the traffic stress. And again, I think that's all you can do.
Right. And then at some point in time, we will wake up and this nightmare will be over.
Well, and it might be 2027, but that's at least it'll be done at some point.
Right, and that's what we're hoping as well over here in the Richland Bean Blossom School District, that hopefully we're going to get to the other side of the problem, of the situations having to do with the...
Well, it sounds like on the other night at their board meeting, it sounds like a solution path has been determined. Tell me about what you know.
Well, with the eye infection, I did not go. I was better to my friends and neighbors by staying away, but I did watch it on Cats, and it wasn't showing live on Cats, so I had to watch it then later. But people are just really, really upset because, well, like one man got up to say he's paying $18,000 in taxes. You know, one would think he must have a lot of property because that's a lot of taxes. But you know, they really want to be heard. And one person got up and asked for their resignation, whereupon they then shut down the public comment. No further public comment was had. So many of the taxpayers then determined they did not want to listen to any more of the board and got up and left. Well, they missed some very important things that were going on then as well. You know, we have a lot of good educators over there working really hard for our kids to make the very best school possible. So we just have to come together and get this worked out. I think the day of boards and commissions and so forth, just trusting the numbers that are handed to them and not questioning or doing the background check, are these numbers really what we want the vote to say yes to? Those days have got to be gone. I know you want to trust your controller, if you're part of the Monroe County school system, if you're the Richland Bean Blossom school system, you want to trust those numbers that are being handed to you to sign. But you really need to trust but verify. And so I did get the form that they literally signed, all the school board members did sign, because I wanted to make certain that those numbers would have shown them what they were signing. And indeed, it is right there, the amount of the tax, because when in the meeting they were just given it verbally what the budget numbers were, but they didn't discuss what the tax numbers were. So I wanted to make sure that they had in front of them what those tax numbers were, and so their signatures are on that. So it's called the Form 4. We all have to, all of the elected boards have to sign off on that Form 4 to send back to the state that says this is what we're voting on. So, I think that it is not unusual for boards and commissions to just trust what's being handed to them and only hear what was said and just sign what is being handed to them, and therein is a part of the problem. So,
to avoid part of that problem by having a third party come in and watch these transactions, so to speak?
Well, and that was part of the concern of the people in the audience, saying, look, the people you're hiring to do this are the same people that were involved before, and that it's a conflict of interest because they're the ones who want to make sure these bonds go forward. And so they would rather have had a third party look at these and to act like a controller. For instance, the Monroe County Community School System, they have a superintendent, but that superintendent doesn't do all of these numbers. Their controller does that. Now, we have a much smaller school system, but perhaps what the school system needs is to have something more of a controller. I don't know. I don't have children in school anymore, but this is my hometown.
But you're paying taxes.
I am. Yes, I am. However, I'm fortunate enough, or perhaps I should say unfortunate enough, to be at a certain age where I have some deductions and so forth, so mine's not as high as some.
But I think
but
the point is, Marty,
we all benefit by having a good school system.
Well, and the other part of that is, the other thing we all benefit from is we can't have million-dollar mistakes anywhere anymore because there's just not a pot of money floating around that can, quote-unquote, pay this off.
Right, and for those people who say, well, look, just back it off and just whatever, you know, just make this go away. And I explained to someone yesterday, and believe me, my phones are ringing, I'm getting email, I'm getting sent all kinds of, for some reason, I guess there are many who believe the county council could have caught this. Well, we were right in the middle of our own budget hearings and so forth. What I said was an analogy that's like putting a drop of food coloring into a quart of water and then saying, whoops, I don't guess I like that color. Let's pull that out. Well, it's too late. It's already mixed in with everything else. And once that notice comes back from the state and says, this is what you voted on, and you've got 10 days to tell us whether or not you think this is right. And if not, now then it's going to go ahead, and those are the numbers we're going to use. Those 10 days went by, and the state, you know, accepted that those numbers were correct and mixed it in with all of the others, the township, the library, the county, all of the different taxes came together now and to establish a tax rate. So here's something that could be helpful. Nothing's going to fix this situation.
Sure.
But there's at least legislation that appears that the Richland Township TIF, that tax increment finance, they call the Westside TIF, they will be receiving more dollars into that TIF for this year because everybody inside that TIF is paying the same tax rate as the people outside of that TIF in Richland Township because they're paying the Richland Township rate. So that means that there's going to be this extra money tied to the school debt that raised that tax rate that will also, that rather than going to the school, it's actually going to be sitting there inside that TIF. So there is perhaps an opportunity that TIF could look at those numbers to see if that additional revenue that they'll be getting in this year only.
This year only, that's the key. I was going to mention that.
This year only.
Right.
It's only that increase for just 1 year. Maybe they can look at it. I don't know what it would be. They could just look at what that increase would be for their revenue and perhaps share that back with the school. And there's examples of TIF education partnerships in Indiana. The Whitley County Redevelopment Commission is contributing $7.5 million to the Whitley Consolidated School over a three-year period. It's a high school project. The Gibson County Redevelopment contributed money to Ivy Tech. Town of Plainfield is using TIF money to make debt payments on school transportation center bonds. And the city of Lebanon is using their TIF money to fund a multi-use training room at the high school. So there's opportunity there if the people sitting there on our TIF redevelopment board would be willing to consider it. Now, they do help by providing money for the STEM program, but this would be over and above. This would be just that one-time revenue that they would be getting in that is tied to this error for this debt. So I'm hoping that our redevelopment committee will look on that favorably. I'm hoping someone will look at it and say, this is something we could do. Step up and be a good community partner. We are pulling money out of that school district, and let's put some back in. So
yeah, that would be an interesting angle to take on it, but there's no requirement to do so, correct?
No, absolutely not. It would take a majority vote of the people on that TIF redevelopment committee, and you got to remember, not everybody there is tied to the Richland Bean Blossom School District. So we do,
but it is an opportunity. People say, can we put it off? Can we get it later? Can we do something? Well, this is at least something, a positive side of it, that a non-positive situation.
We do have a school board member who is a non-voting member of that TIF. I believe it's still Dana Kerr, who is the school board president. I believe he is still that non-voting member of the TIF. So it's my hope that when he goes to the meeting this evening, he'll suggest that this would be helpful, or even if other members of the TIF group there would say, look, let's step up and assist. I mean, it's just a thought. Might not work at all, but it's
an option.
It's an option. And let me tell you what, I know that there is no one who intentionally caused this problem. A lot of people are saying, oh, they did this on purpose. Well, why would anybody?
Yeah, where would the money go on purpose then?
Right. It makes, that just doesn't make any logical sense. However, we all have an obligation as elected officials to understand the numbers that we sign off on. And so I really believe that the school board will step up to the plate and they will never again just sign off on something without knowing what it is of signing off on. It is just our obligation to do that. The exciting thing that happened last night, I did watch on Cast TV, though regrettably it only worked about half of the time. The first half of the meeting, it didn't work. Since I couldn't go to the meeting last night, the county council meeting, I just listened to it on Cast. But they made a great presentation last night having to do with how we're trying to react to all the additional felons that we have to handle here rather than going to the state. It was reported that it's three times the number of what it was just like 3 years ago of the numbers that we are working with either in our jail or in our probation or community corrections. But this was a presentation from community corrections and probation and the courts talking about different methods that they were working on, trying to use best possible practices to try to address not just the opioid addiction problem, although that's huge, but all of the other things that's causing problems with people not adjusting well out in the real world. So, and what they're doing with sentencing guidelines or what they're doing about making sure that no one is staying in jail simply because they don't have the bonding capability.
Yeah, you got to look at all of it, don't you, Marty?
Right. They can't just look at just one thing. They've got to look at every one of those problems. And so it was very interesting, and I hope that people will take a look at that because as we go down the pike, we are going to have to look at the inevitable if we're going to have more programs to try to help these people be successful and not just be in lockup forever, and you can't keep them locked up forever, then we've got to have the space to do that. And once again, that comes right back down to that income tax jail tax rate that I believe that we'll be looking at, maybe not this year, maybe even not next. Of course, we're going to want to hold off if we can. But at some point in time, we're going to have to do something about this. I mean, the
right.
State kicked that problem right down to the
local. Can we kick it back to them?
Well, I don't think they're going to want it back again. I really don't.
Well, that's interesting that they saddle us with the burden and just kind of wave goodbye as the train pulls out of the station.
But here is something that IU is working on. There's a group there that's working on trying to get a grant. The documents are due next month, and they're working on doing some kind of program there within the jail and other places to be able to assist. And so the county is signing off on not saying that we'd be responsible for the grant or any financial responsibilities whatsoever, but that we would support their efforts to do that.
Sure.
To come and help. But, of course, that means if you're, once again, if you're providing additional help, additional programs, whatever, that has to take place someplace. You know, it's not going to happen out in the lawn.
No, so, I think that's right, and I think that the way it's going, this is going to be a increase in population as opposed to reduction. So maybe the programs help the rate of returning, the recidivism, however you say that word.
You're right. Isn't that a tough word, recidivism?
Oh, yeah, and try doing it on the radio live. It doesn't work. But again, the positive part is you have to look at all the options on this. But it just the way things are trending, it doesn't seem that I don't know how long you can just keep putting it off. That's the sad part in all of this together, I think.
Well, in the meantime, as you've been saying, school us out.
Memorial
getting ready
Day
to
weekend.
Be out, and we're going to have a lot of young people out there with time on their hands. And we see that that's when our young people, if they don't stay busy,
that's right.
Whatever, that's when they get in trouble. So
keep them involved.
And parents who are off to work and they have young teenagers at home with not the kind of supervision that would. So let's just hope that all those young folks just stay real busy doing positive things, and good luck to everybody. Enjoy the summer. This, you know, we only have just this year to enjoy this summer. So
exactly right. And you kids, stay off my lawn and stay out of trouble. That's exactly right.
Right.
Marty, enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, and we will get caught up next Wednesday and see what's going on with County Finance.
Thank you.